traveling reporter for the Vancouver Canucks. And Jeff, the Canucks come in at the, you know, kind of a rare that this is the tail end of a six-game road trip. They did have 2 days off between games, but they've been on a lengthy road trip, and it's kind of a tough road trip a little bit for the Canucks. You know, they've been kind of up and down. Where do you see their play at right now?
Yeah, it's been a long trip. With all due respect to you and the fine people of Edmonton and the city, like, I'm ready to get home. I've been there every step of the way. It started in Dallas on November 17th, and so it essentially has been 2 full weeks, and I think they're getting a little road weary, and you saw that in the third period in Pittsburgh the other night. 6-3 lead on the road with 14 minutes to go, and they flushed it down the toilet. Evgeny Malkin stepped up and took that game over, and full credit to him, but you know, you score 6 in today's NHL, you get 6 on the road, you've got to find a way to get points out of that game, and really, you got to get 2 points, and the Canucks panicked, and I haven't seen a lot of that. It happened earlier in the season against Washington as well in a home game where they had a 5-1 lead on the Capitals, and the Caps came back and won in a shootout, but at least they got a single point out of that. The Penguins got 5 unanswered goals, and Travis Green talked today after practice about the importance of just having a team day off yesterday. They stayed overnight in Pittsburgh, they flew yesterday, and he said his team, you know, at the end of the trip, he felt like they just needed a breather away from the rink. He didn't grind them on video yesterday. They did some of that today before practice. And we'll see, because they know the challenge that's in front of them. And I don't know if it was the fact that I've been out on the road as long as I have, but help me out here. I'm looking at the standings, and I'm thinking on November the 29th, there's a game involving the Arizona Coyotes that has a direct impact on both the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers. Which just seems mind-blowing to me, but that's the reality of where these teams are. And I think the Canucks know what's at stake this weekend. You know, they're 7 points back of the Oilers. If the Oilers sweep this weekend, that's an 11-point lead on December the 1st. And I think at that point you say, so long to the Oilers, good luck the rest of the way, and then you worry about the teams around you. But, you know, they have a chance to cut into that lead as well. And I think for the Canucks, they want to bounce back from the loss in Pittsburgh. They have a chance to go 3-3 on this road trip, which is their longest roadie of the season. And they've got 12 of their next 15, starting with the rematch on Sunday at home. So they look at December as a chance to put the luggage away, probably to exhale a little bit. They hope they're getting a little bit healthier. Whatever the case, November has not been a great month for the Vancouver Canucks. October was fun when they were 6-3. But since then, you know, there's been some body performances really across the board, but primarily defensively. And that was an area that, you know, they went out in the summer. Tyler Myers, Jordy Benn, Quinn Hughes has been everything they hoped for and then some. They thought they were a much better team defensively, but you give up 8 the other night. They give up 6 in Dallas. They give up 5 to Colorado just before the road trip began. There have been a few too many of those nights, and they're just not good enough right now to win, you know, the high-scoring back-and-forth trading chances. They're like a lot of teams that are sort of in that soup around the playoff bar. They got to grind for whatever they get. And so playing wide-open hockey does not work in their favor, and yet they're going to have to find a way to try to slow down McDavid and Draisaitl here, not once, but twice this weekend.
Well, a five-point night for Evgeny Malkin, and the Canucks kind of looked like they were in control of that game going into the third period, and all of a sudden they give up 5 goals. And, like, that was a crazy game. You don't see 14 goals in the NHL very often. And, you know, I know that I watched the post-game press conference. Their head coach, obviously less than enthused about the defensive play. And, you know, for the most part, up until the Edler injury, they'd basically been completely injury-free on their back end. Hughes had only missed one game. Are they missing Edler that much, or is this just overall team defense? What's lacking lately in their defensive structure?
Yeah, no, Edler's healthy. He's going to he missed part of a game the other night, but he came back and played, and he's played in every game that they have played so far. Quinn Hughes missing a game in San Jose on November 2nd is the only defenseman that has missed a full game for the Vancouver Canucks, which is incredible, because really for the last 10 years, you know, they've had to go 9, 10, 11 deep on defense, and they may still have to go there at some point, but, you know, through the first 26 games so far, they've missed one man game on defense. So, I just think, look, their schedule got tougher. The month of November has been incredible. And when they finish tomorrow night, that'll be 17 of their first 27 out on the road. So they have played as many road games as anybody in the National Hockey League. And they're without Brandon Sutter and Jay Beagle, who, you know, are the third and fourth centers, yeah. but they would play and play a lot. And Travis Green loves to chase matchups, probably as much as any coach in the NHL. And he can't do that without those guys. And so since Sutter went down, I think he's missed seven games. Bo Horvat leads all NHL forwards in ice time. Like, I know McDavid and Draisaitl play and play a lot. Bo Horvat is averaging 23 minutes a night over the last seven games, and they just don't have the supporting cast to go around to help him. So he's taking on defensive responsibilities. They're still asking him to try to be a scorer. And, you know, it's not necessarily working as well as they would like. And in some ways, we're right back to where the Canucks were last year, where Bo Horvat didn't have regular line mates, where, you know, they were asking him basically to take the team on his shoulders. You know, this year, Elias Pettersson is a year older and a year better, and he's having a terrific start to the season. JT Miller's been a nice addition. You know, there's always going to be that question about the price they paid to get him, but the player that they got has helped this hockey team, and he's been really good, really every night. Like, they're just that, he's a guy that just works hard. There haven't been nights off for JT Miller. I think the issue is 5-on-5. The Canucks aren't very good. Their power play, they lead the NHL in power play goals scored, and even that's a little misleading because they got five in Nashville last week. So five power play goals in a 6-3 win. They scored four power play goals in Los Angeles in late October, and they've had two nights where they've scored three power play goals. So, you know, it's kind of feast or famine. There have been a lot of nights where the power play's let them down, and yet there have been some nights where it has absolutely obliterated the opponent, and it has won them hockey games. But 5-on-5, and you got, look, most of the game is still played 5-on-5. You've got to be able to score at evens, and that has been an issue. And depth scoring, too. Like, they thought that they had gone out in the offseason and, you know, loaded up, and Michael Ferland skated with the group here today in a non-contact jersey. He's been out a month with a concussion, and this is a guy that already has a track record of concussions, and, you know, those red flags were run up the flagpole in the offseason when the Canucks signed him, and here he is in a fight, his first fight as a Canuck, and he's gone for a month, and so he has barely played, and when he did play, he wasn't particularly good for the hockey club, but, you know, he was supposed to be a top six addition to this lineup, and they just have barely seen him. So, yeah, even strength has been an issue for the Vancouver Canucks, and if the power play is not going, then that's when they've run into some real problems so far.
So I'm guessing Bo Horvat will be the guy you would think will get the matchup against McDavid tomorrow night?
On the road, I think that that's what they're going to have to do because they've got Adam Gaudette, who is you know, still a young centerman. He's played 77 games in the NHL. And without Beagle, they've got Tyler Graevac, who has bounced around and played in Washington and Minnesota. And he's up from the minors as the fourth-line center. He barely played over the final two periods in Pittsburgh the other night. So, yeah, I would assume that it's going to be Bo Horvat trying to shoulder that load, and he was asked about it today. And, you know, he and McDavid have a fairly long history going back to their days in the Ontario Hockey League, you know, around the same age. So Bo has said, like, I've seen a lot of him. I've been matched up against him before. But the way that those two guys are going for the Oilers right now, I mean, that's obviously the biggest challenge in hockey. Nathan MacKinnon came into Vancouver 2 weeks ago and, you know, ran the Canucks show Malkin the other night. So, you know, the Canucks have come out on the short end when some of these superstars have decided to absolutely step on the gas. And, you know, I think the Canucks absolutely realize what they're up against here, both on Saturday and Sunday.
Jeff Patterson joins us from TSN 1040. You look at the young guys, and obviously Elias Pettersson's very dynamic and Brock Besser. A lot of teams like to go power on power at times. Now, would it be, is it just asking too much with those injuries to Sutter and Beagle? Would it be a consideration to put Pettersson and Besser out and say, okay, boys, here you go. Here's like kind of your opportunity to see what you got.
If you had asked me before the second period in Pittsburgh the other night, I would have said, eh, maybe they'll take their chances. Besser and Pettersson were out there for the tying goal and the go-ahead goal, and in fact the empty netter as well, in the third period. I think Travis Green put it in their hands, and they struggled defensively. And it's never just two guys, but you know, they had Jake Virtanen on their line as well, so there's another relatively young guy. And, you know, I wasn't sure about the strategy at the time. Obviously, it didn't work out for them. Travis really shortened his bench on Wednesday night in Pittsburgh, which seemed counterintuitive at the end of a road trip when he had some guys that, you know, a 6-3 lead, you're not looking to score. You didn't need any more offense. You needed to protect that lead. And you know, guys like Tim Schaller, who kills penalties, and Tanner Pearson, a veteran guy, and Josh Levo, who has, you know, hasn't generated a lot of offense, but is lauded essentially for how hard he works and the battles he wins. For some reason, those guys didn't play much in the third period, and it was Horvat, it was Gaudette, and it was Pettersson and Besser. So, you know, I think they were torched by the Penguins the other night, and my guess is that Travis Green's going to try to build some sort of shutdown checking line to go up against the Oilers. But, you know, as the road team, obviously he can't dictate that. So I would imagine that guys like Gaudette and even Pettersson and Besser are going to have to be prepared to defend tomorrow night, and we'll see how it goes. You know, it might change a little bit on Sunday. And there is some talk that Brandon Sutter could be available by Sunday, but I don't expect that he's going to play tomorrow. He didn't practice with the team today, and Jay Beagle's on IR right now, and I think he could be out a little while. So, you know, I think what they've got is what they're going to have to go with. And so, yeah, I would expect that Bo Horvat better he better sleep well tonight, because he's going to have a busy weekend ahead of him.
Well, Jeff, you know what? It's been a while. And the Oilers and the Canucks haven't made the playoffs simultaneously since 2003. And I know maybe Vancouver's, because of injuries now, a little bit banged up. But these games have a little bit more juice. The weekend, both buildings, I think, should be pretty fun. Look forward to it. We'll see you at the rink tomorrow.
Yeah, I am too. I think, you know, sometimes midseason you get back-to-back games. You're never sure what you're going to get. But with as much at stake, and you're right, sort of new to all these guys, like, I hope there's a little fire in these games. And I imagine there will be. So looking forward to it. And, yeah, see you tomorrow.